Unit 14, Guilty Anne. Twilight merged into total darkness. Anne observed objects at the periphery of her vision. There was no one in the jewelry shop, and the intruder alarms were turned off. She thought again about the gorgeous corsage she saw in the shop the other day. Directly imported from Italy, the handmade velvet violet drew many admirers, and Anne couldn't help but to succumb to the temptation of possessing it. She broke into the shop, took out the corsage, and ran away without realizing that there were other security systems still working. The next day, she wore it on her dress and went to work. Her colleagues thought it didn't match her slovenly appearance, but didn't say a thing. Later that day, a police officer stormed into the place with a ferocious expression on his face. He angrily asked if Anne was there. Adsum, Anne replied with a timid voice. He demanded her alibi concerning the jewelry shop theft the other night. She faltered out an excuse, but he didn't seem to believe it. In a querulous tone of voice, he asked how she got to own the stolen corsage. The police officer left, unable to fully prove that she committed the crime, but rumor spread, and soon she was estranged from her colleagues. She was bewildered to find them scurry past whenever she attempted a conversation. She malingered often to avoid being alone in the company. Consumed with guilt, she began to look pale and wan. She finally was so overcome with regret that she turned herself into the police and languished in prison.